It's something that we can never forget, that He is faithful, and He has been faithful to us all our lives. So every promise, everything that He gives to us, that's what we can stand on, and we can stand fast in the liberty wherewith Christ has made us free. So I'm just going to talk a little bit today. We're going to read some familiar verses, but they're so powerful, about standing fast and standing strong. So the first one I want to look at actually is 1 Corinthians 16 and in verse 13. And I'm going to be reading from the Aramaic translation, but it's just because there's some really cool phrases in here that I think that make it stand out to understand what it means without me explaining a whole lot. But anyway, so verse 13 says, "Watch and stand in the faith," or stand in faith. "Act mature," like be mature. "Grow up." "Be strong, and all your affairs should be done with love." That's the bottom line of standing, is that it always has to be in love. Christ loved us, God loved us first, right? And then Christ loved us, He gave His life for us. Now we have the opportunity to love each other because of this beautiful gift that He's given to us. So that word there about be strong, it means to like grow stronger or be an overcomer. And that's my goal for 2022, is to just grow stronger, even stronger, and lay down the line and just go, okay, this is what God's Word says. This is what I'm going to believe. I'm going to do what that song said at the very beginning. I'm going to stand in faith and not let anything rock it, you know, because there's all these pressures that come in that try to, but we can grow stronger. So now look at Galatians 5. And this whole section in Galatians is really interesting, of course, about how Paul was writing to the Galatians, because they were talking there was a lot of people who were saying, you had to be circumcised or go back and do the law. Yes, you can believe in Christ, but also do the law, right? So we get to chapter 5, and he says, "Stand fast, therefore, in the freedom for which Christ freed us." For the freedom for which Christ freed us. Like Christ freed us to have freedom, to walk in freedom. "And do not be subjected again with the yoke of bondage." That could be any kind of yoke of bondage. You know, it's financial, emotional, spiritual, whatever. It's not just, you can apply it not just to the law. But any kind of slavery is what Christ has freed us from. So this idea of standing fast, the Greek word, yeah, I'm going to throw some Greek in here too, is steko, S-T-E-K-O. And it means to persevere or persist. Like stick. Stick to something. Stand fast. Stand firm. Stand in the faith. We're going to see a bunch of these different standing things. But it's about persevering, persisting, not giving up. If you jump down to verse 6, it says, "For in Christ Jesus neither is circumcision anything nor uncircumcision, but faith that is matured by love." Our faith is matured. We stand in faith. We stand together. We stand fast and persevere. But we have to do it together. And we have to do it in love. And then when we do that, there will be a maturity that rises up. And it will not be only in our own personal lives, but it will be together with all the people that you love and hang out with and fellowship with and everything, which is a greater body even than this. You know, there's just this beautiful extended family that we have. So another thing that we do is we stand in joy and we conquer together. So that's in Philippians chapter 1. in verse 27. And Philippi was an area, a city that had, it did have great faith in Philippi. But the thing they were really known for was their joy. All through the book of Philippians, it is talking about standing in joy, standing together, rejoicing, rejoice in the Lord evermore. And that is how we can stand together, is where we put the joy of Christ in our hearts, and then we stand together. So this is a really cool verse, 27. Conduct yourselves as is becoming to the gospel of Christ, so that if I come, I may see you, and if I am distant, I may hear about you, that you are standing in one spirit and in one soul, and that you are conquering together in the faith of the gospel. The King James says striving together, right? But you could strive for something and never conquer it. So I really like this whole idea that we are conquering together. We're being victorious together. That's how we get to be victorious. And if we keep that joy deep, 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 deep down in our hearts, despite everything, right? In the manifestations, God said that Christ overcame everything. That's why how we can overcome. We can conquer together because he did. Not in our own strength, right? It doesn't happen in our own strength. So now we're also going to be talking much, much more about standing fast on God's word. And that's in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. And start in verse 13. It says, but we are indebted to give thanks to God always for you, our brothers, beloved of our Lord. You guys are so beloved. Did you know that? You're loved. You're loved. But God says all the time, like, my arms are open to you. Just come in. Because God chose you from the beginning to life or to salvation by the holiness of the Spirit and by the faith of the truth. For to these things he called you by our preaching, to be a glory for our Lord Jesus Christ. See, when we walk in the freedom of Christ, we walk according to our new nature, we stand in faith, we persevere, we persist, then our lives become a glory to the Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, verse 15, my brothers, stand fast, persevere, persist, keep going. Don't give up. Stick to it. And hold firmly to the commandments that you learned, whether by word or by our letter. So we have the written word of God and we have revelation, and they're both the word of God. And so that's what we hold firmly to. And you guys are just, you know, you're fantastic examples of that, because you have been standing on God's word for so many years, really faithfully. So now the exhortation is like, let's keep going. Let's keep standing. Let's not give up. Let's hold firmly to what we do believe, but reach out also to what is before us to say, what do you have for me, Father, this year? What do you have for me in front of me? Because I want to grow stronger. I don't want to just stay where I'm at. I'm thankful for everything God has done, and I'm sure you are too, all our lives, right? And especially even over these last couple of years, how he helped us get through things. But now it's like, okay, it's time to like put the past behind and say, we're on a mission here. we're gonna grow stronger, and we're gonna go forward. So, you know, of course, there's that beautiful passage in Ephesians chapter 6 about standing with the armor on. But I wanted to read 1 Peter chapter 2, because We have freedom in Christ by being servants, too. And it's also about living the mystery, which is the whole armor of God idea. You know, we each have Christ in us, right? So there are no barriers. There's no differences. There are differences in the service, though, in the how we get to be servants. And that's where all of our beautiful uniqueness comes in. It's so great. So verse 16 says, you are as free men. You're free, right? We're free in Christ. And not as men whose freedom is made available to them for their wickedness, but as servants of God. Honor everyone. Love your brothers and reverence God and honor kings. There's an honor that we can have when we serve each other with love. Remember I said the whole foundation of this standing stuff is that we do it in love. And then our acts of service and our heart of service comes forward out of a pure heart. And it honors God. So let's read Ephesians 6, because I just think we need to be reminded of it. Persevere. Persist. Don't look back. Grow stronger. Be an overcomer. Conquer together. Okay? Verse 13, because of this, because Christ has set us free, put on the whole armor of God, everything that he is, so that you will be able to engage the evil one, and being prepared in everything, you will stand firm. You will stecco. You will stick. You'll not bow if you have the whole armor of God on. That's who we are in Christ. And we learn about that through God's word. Therefore, stand and gird up your waist with truthfulness, God's faithfulness. It's that song. There's that amazing line in that song about, it says, God of Abraham, you're the God of covenant and faithful promises. Time and time again, you have proven you'll do just what you said. Though the storms may come and the winds may blow, I'll remain steadfast and let my heart learn. When you speak a word, it will come to pass. So then put on the breastplate of justification or righteousness. Bind as a sandal on your feet the goodness or the preparation of the gospel of peace. So what's the gospel of peace again? It's the mystery. It's the gospel of the good news of Christ, and what that does is it brings peace because it unites every single person together. And that's what we put on our feet so we can stand. And in the picture of the Roman soldier, they had those studs on their sandals, on the bottom of the sandals, and it was wrapped around really tightly. So that if the ground was rocky or there was shifting things, the studs would go into the ground so they could stand firm, planted. And then you take the sword and the shield, right? But if you're not planted somewhere, if you're not firmly set, then you're going to be wobbling around with your shield and go like all over the place because your feet are not set. So our feet have to be completely set, excuse me, in the gospel of the mystery. It's Christ in you. The what? Right. And so then with these, take to you the shield of faith. Where is your shield? By which you will be empowered with strength to quench all the fiery arrows of the evil one. Set on your head the helmet of redemption and take hold of the sword of the Spirit. You ready to take your sword out of the scabbard? You got the shield up. You got your sword, right? Now we're going to lock shields together with your neighbor. because you can't do it by yourself. And then the sword is the Word of God. The sword of the Spirit is the Word of God. And that's what quenches all the fiery darts of the wicked. So you stand in faith. The shield is the shield of faith, right? Okay. I wanted to close by reading something that Allison Smith wrote. It's her latest flame, what she calls Flame of Truth. And if you don't get it, you should get on her email list, because she says some really powerful things sometimes, and they're very short, easy to read. So she says, take a moment to think back on all that God has done for you in 2021 and thank Him for His blessings. Our God is faithful. So many times there's a theme that happens in people's hearts, and God will reveal something to Jeannie, to Alta, to Al, to each one of us, and they are twined together, and they go along the same idea, because I had been working on a standing in faith and standing fast stuff for about 2 or 3 weeks ago, and then Bob goes, I think I want to have the theme for the year be standing together on God's Word. I went, yeah, I think that's a good thing. You know, there's because it's God working in each person, right? Okay, I'll just read what she says. And He works behind the scenes to bless His beloved people. We do not let circumstances speak louder than truth. We do not fear. We pray, and we believe God in word and deed. May you be at rest, knowing that God has great plans for you. You don't have to struggle or strive to bring your heart's desires to pass. Take your eyes off of any negative circumstances that may be in your life and look to our Lord Jesus. Simply receive all that He has for you. When you lift Him up, all enemies will scatter. Have the heart of the great prophet Isaiah, who said, this is Isaiah 50, verse 7, for the Lord God will help me, therefore I shall not be confounded. Therefore I have set my face like a flint. It's the same idea of persevering, persisting, overcoming, never give up, all that stuff. I set my face like a flint, and I know that I shall not be ashamed. What's a great promise. It's just such a great promise. And we can stand together and really honor one another, live the mystery, but grow stronger in 2022 than we have been even before now. So let's stand fast in the liberty where Christ has made us free, because He made that freedom available so we could walk in it. So why don't we just walk in it and stand in it? And let's stand together, okay? All right. Bless you.
You want to close in prayer?
Sure. I get so passionate about everything. I'm like, okay, how about you pray, Bob?
You want me to pray?
Yeah.
All right. Heavenly Father, thank You for, again, the love that You've poured out in our hearts and lives, that we can be in Your family, that we have something to really stand for and move out on. And it's a surety. We can be assured in our hearts as we move forward with You, Father. So thank You for loving us and teaching us and continuing to work with us and leading us. And we thank You in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.